Hi, I am Katrin Held. I'm an Immunopedia Ambassador and I work as an immunologist at the Department of Infectious Diseases and Tropical Medicine at the LMU in Munich. Today I am here with Dr. Günter Fröschel, a medical doctor and a specialist in infectious diseases and tropical medicine. He's a board member of the Center of International Health at the LMU, an interdisciplinary and international network with the aim to improve had the health conditions in low and middle income countries by promoting medical education and research. Hi, Günter.
Hello, thank you for the introduction.
So could you maybe briefly describe the aims and work of the CIH to our listeners?
Yeah, well, our vision at the CIH is to empower health professionals and researchers in health with a focus on low and middle income countries. For us, we saw in the past decades here at the department that frequently in research projects we had very promising researchers and people that we were working with, but there was a huge lack of opportunities for them to actually target certain research questions that they would have locally within the low and middle income countries, and to also have perspective in terms of achieving a degree or building their careers. So very often the people, after having been working with them for a few years, they disappeared because they took up a PhD degree somewhere else, usually in high income countries, and so they were lost to the projects and also to the health systems and the research systems locally, which we thought was a pity. So roughly 10 years ago, in 2009, the Center for International Health was founded here in Munich, and with the aim of actually promoting educational programs and teaching interventions to provide an opportunity to further elaborate the careers and to deliver future perspective to young researchers and health professionals in low and middle income countries. And our focus is really to empower the people that take up their degrees with us so that they are able to do their research locally within their home countries, so to actually work on questions that are on the local research agenda.
Okay, thank you very much for this description. And so for you personally, what was your main achievement of the CIH? What was your favorite key achievement?
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about achievements, okay, I could start by mentioning the things that are very obvious. We have put in place a structured sandwich PhD program. I mean, PhD programs are popping up everywhere, so that's something quite fashionable. But what I think is quite unique about our PhD program is the sandwich structure, meaning that, of course, the awarding institution is the LMU in Munich, so the candidates will have to come to the LMU in Munich for short periods of times, but the major part of the time people spend actually in their home research and health system environments. How can we do that? We promote the development of research proposals and research ideas by the applicants. So they come up with a research idea on a problem and a topic that is relevant to their home countries. Once they are taken up, they then actually spend their time in their home countries to actually conduct the research around these research questions. The supervision is usually done jointly by professionals from the home countries and here from LMU Munich. If you ask what my personal achievement is beyond these very obvious issues, so establishing programs, my personal achievement, I would say that I'm very, very happy to see that a lot of the alumni and the candidates that we have been working with, once they did they achieved their degree, actually became senior professionals themselves. So we have now a large group of people that became supervisors within our programs that are bringing in new candidates, new research ideas, that also work as lecturers in different program elements that can take place in Munich or in the low and middle income countries we are working with. So a part of the curricular elements also are taking place in our partner countries, like in Ghana or in Nepal, for example. So to see that the people just don't get their degree and then disappear to further just take care of their future, but that there's actually an interconnected network of health professionals and researchers in the field of international health that are really working together to promote the working on the solutions and on the problems of health systems in low and middle income countries.
Great. And for you, what was your first initiative to start working in international health?
Mm.
And what made you become interested in international health?
I think for me it became clear right from the start of studying medicine that the field of international health would be my field. And I think it goes back to my own personal life. I have a migration background, so I was exposed to intercultural issues, challenges, but also the exciting and interesting factors around it. So I think that's part of my personal life. And when I started studying medicine, which was also very clear to me in life that I would want to become a doctor, that at the same time I would really enter the field of international health. So that is working in teams that are working across borders in different countries and that are really taking care of health problems in low and middle income settings. I have then very early in my career started to work with humanitarian organizations, non-governmental organizations, later on also with governmental organizations in humanitarian aid and development cooperation. And I'm very happy that now these days I'm able to sort of combine the two working fields. So that is working in academia, that is now mostly in teaching and training here at the Center for International Health and at the Department of Infectious Diseases and Tropical Medicine, but at the same time to be still involved and active in the humanitarian field.
Okay, great. And so as a last question, and because Immunopedia itself focuses strongly on promoting education and research, what would be your advice to our listeners, how they could themselves take part in promoting education and research?
Mm. If I understand you right, or I would at least interpret it this way, that this question is probably more geared towards the younger colleagues that are out there. I would say that the most important point is actually to recognize and cherish the value and importance of education in research. I think most people out there will agree that in many academic settings, the educational and teaching part is something like a must that you have to do and actually don't have the time, and very often it's a bit neglected. And I think this is completely wrong. I think that as researchers, but also as healthcare professionals, we do carry a great social responsibility. So when we take up an academic career, it's not about fulfilling our own dreams and to work on our careers and to become very important or to advance the issues of our institutes and to be successful in proposal writing. But to me, first and foremost, we are carrying a social responsibility. So there's a society that enabled us to do what we are doing, and there is actually something like a contract, and we have certain aims to fulfill, that is improving the health and the health systems to deliver that of the population that we are working for. And so we cannot do that if we don't take great responsibility to actually carry forward the knowledge that we have, and that is by promoting education, by training younger colleagues, and by making sure that it's not only me as a senior professional that is good in a certain field, but to make sure that a larger group of younger colleagues are actually also able to follow that track and to really achieve improvements in the healthcare delivery and in the health of populations.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot for the interview. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for being here and asking me all these interesting questions.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.